Hello, this is Steve Henningsen from the Wealth Conservancy. It's Friday, January 9th. This is my market musing, my first one of the year. Happy New Year, everyone. Wasn't planning on it, but given some of the happenings lately as far as the White House's Operation Absolute Resolve, when we swooped in and took Venezuela's President Maduro and his wife overnight, that's kind of caused a little bit of a stir, let's just say. And I think it kind of ties into what I've been talking about in my commentaries regarding commodities. So I figured I'd just do a quick blurb on that. The White House said, you know, they did it because of Maduro being an illegitimate president and he's not a good guy, drug trafficking in the U.S., lots of stuff. And yeah, Maduro isn't a nice guy and caused a lot of misery. A lot of people have left and fled the country. But it's a justification for what they did. I don't know. No one knows. It's all speculation right now. We'll never know the truth for years later, typically on things like this. You know, it's leading to a lot of talk about shifts in power and what the U.S. is doing. And I think it's just a continuation of this power shift from all these institutions from World War II, NATO and the World Bank and so forth, and all the rules are made up there. I think they're changing. And the U.S., I think, is stepping forward and making those changes upon others and starting to act over their sphere of influence, basically the Americas. We're kind of taking that back. You know, it goes back to the Monroe Doctrine from, you know, 100 years ago when, you know, we said that we back basically would, you know, control our sphere of the world. And that's what I think we're doing again. At least, you know, in this move to Venezuela, and there could be other moves. Heck, Mexico, Nicaragua, Cuba, there's lots of countries that we want to change here, and they could be next. Who knows? One of the more interesting things I read was by Tracy Shugart, who she has a Substack, Renegade Resources, and she basically said the whole oil narrative was, you know, BS and really White House theater. And the real reason was China, Russia, and Iran, because Venezuela has a lot of commodities and rare earths, and China's been there for years, you know, helping them dig them up, ship them back to China for processing. Iran has been shipping military weapons over to Venezuela for years. You can see them on during the, you know, parades in Venezuela. They're wheeling them down the streets, and Iran also put a drone manufacturing plant there. And you know, they're not that far from the U.S. I mean, Florida's not that far away, so that probably makes some people nervous. And Russia also has, you know, people on the ground there. So in this one move, I think Trump is sending a message to those guys that, hey, we don't want you in our backyard, and, you know, we're not going to just stand back and let you guys do what you've been doing. And I think a lot of what she had to say makes sense. Again, it's a lot of it's some of it's speculation, some of it's facts. Like I said, well, we won't know. But this whole free trade era is seems like it's coming to an end. And you know, the U.S. is not sitting back anymore, whether people like it or not. And a lot of it has to do with commodities. And I've been talking about it for a while. And, you know, it's our own fault. We kind of, you know, put ourselves in this situation because we basically allowed China to do all the dirty business of processing all these minerals and rare earths, because it's a very dirty, polluting business, and then shipping all those, you know, magnets and special things, products, tungsten, steel, and so forth back to the U.S. so we can build our missiles and F-35s and so forth. And we learned a valuable lesson when Trump tried to tariff China, and China said, oh, okay, well, then we won't send you any rare earths. And you know, he backed right away and basically made it obvious to everyone that the position we're in is that China has leverage over us. And that's why the government has been running around, you know, the U.S. buying positions and mining companies and processing companies and software companies like Intel. They're basically throwing money right and left at this situation, trying to fix it. And it's going to take a long, long time, longer than people imagine, because these industries that process minerals The smelters and the furnaces and these dirty processes take years to build, and all the people that used to run them and build them aren't around anymore. So we have a training issue of finding people that can do that. I mean, we need welders, we need people that can run these plants, software plants, chip plants. We just don't have the right people for the job, and we're going to spend years trying to train people after getting rid of those jobs 20, 30 years ago. So it's a huge move to basically bring back that to the U.S. We traded basically profits over self-sufficiency years ago. And now, yeah, the companies did great that moved a lot of stuff overseas, but we're left in a position where we can't do much because we can never get in a war with any country, especially China, because our military would grind to a halt without these rare earths. And the White House knows it. And that's why they're moving to put a lot of money towards these areas and try to bring back these things to the U.S. as quickly as possible so that we can kind of get out of the position that we've put ourselves in. So we'll see in the years ahead what comes of that as far as, what companies get what as far as money. But right now, the government is obviously pouring lots into it. That's helped us out considerably as far as investments. We're coming off our best year ever as far as performance in the 25 years I've been here, and it's because of commodities. Gold, silver, platinum, copper, uranium, no matter what it is, has done great in the past year. I think they will continue doing well, and that's because I think we're in a commodities bull market, and these things usually last for a while. And, given things like AI, data centers being built, infrastructure around electrification of things, we have to totally rebuild our electrical system. We have huge energy needs. If we're going to run these AI data centers, well, they take a lot of energy, and that's outside the normal energy that we need. So all these things require commodities. So the commodities bull market is live and well to me, and I think it's going to be going for a while. I'm guessing this year will be much more volatile than last year. Like I said, just the move by Trump going into Venezuela, things like that that come out of left field can really throw a monkey wrench into things. So I think we'll see some other surprises. It is an election year too, so that could make a difference. The Supreme Court is going to be voting on the tariffs. That could throw a monkey wrench into things. So while I do expect commodities and gold and silver and all these things to do well, I do think it's going to be a very volatile year with, things that just you can't plan on it. So we'll just have to wait and see and react as we go along. But I'm very positive about, where we are as far as positioning it and so forth for the environment that we're in. It's a different era than it was a few years ago as far as the things that we need. It's going to be an era where industrial stocks do well as opposed to some of these other technology stocks. We need to rebuild this country. We need welders. We need people on the ground that do the dirty work that is needed to build manufacturing, to have self-sustainability in our country. We need to be able to do all these things that we used to do. In World War II in the 40s, we switched over our automobile plants almost overnight and built tanks and planes and these things. We can't do that anymore. We just don't have the know-how, the skill set. And so there's going to be a lot of changes coming. And we already see it with some of these kids no longer wanting to go to college, but going into the tech fields, into the training of, like I said, to be an electrician, to be a welder, to the stuff that we need. You can't ship these things over to China, and robots aren't going to do it anytime soon. So there's going to be some big changes in the years ahead. And a lot of it's going to be positive, some of it's going to be negative. But we're positioned for it, we're ready for it, and Anyway, I just wanted to get that out quick. I hope everyone has a great weekend.